Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Happy Friday, everyone. This is Josh Rose, and today's devotional is called The Purpose of Pruning. Jesus writes in John 15:2, "Every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit." So my question for us is, what is the purpose of pruning a plant? No, really, I'm asking you, what is the purpose? Because I don't know. I'm the wrong guy to give gardening advice. I'm just going to be honest. Plants and gardening just don't make sense to me. Now, theology, philosophy, logic, even a hammer and nails, those things make sense to me. But gardening is my Achilles heel. Not only do I not have a green thumb, I have what might be considered a black thumb. My yard is the place where plants go to die. So, what is the purpose of pruning a plant? Well, I did the thing I always do when I don't know. I Googled it. Sure enough, Google told me this nice and clearly. Pruning removes dead and dying branches and stubs, allowing room for new growth. It continued, it also deters pests and animal infestation and promotes the plant's natural shape and healthy growth. Did you hear that? New, safe, and healthy growth is the purpose of cutting off branches. Now, if we apply Jesus' metaphor about pruning to ourselves, we will see that if we want to experience new, safe, and healthy growth, we will need to undergo some pruning from time to time. Now, when we hear that, we typically focus on the potential pain of pruning, on the cutting itself. And yes, as we've talked about throughout this devotional week, pruning can be painful. It is easy for us to say, "No way, don't get near me with those shears." We might think to ourselves, "I don't want to change. I want things to stay exactly the way they are." However, the truth that Jesus is telling us today is that there's a greater purpose to His pruning. It is for new, safe, and healthy growth. Do you need that? Are you a person who could grow? If you even have to pause to think about that question, then let me tell you something. You need to grow. The only person not growing is the person who is dying. So which one are you? I hope you're the one growing. I hope I'm the one growing. But you know, the same logic can be applied to a church. The church that isn't growing is a church that is dying. So which one are we? Well, by Jesus' logic, one way that we can tell if we are a church that is growing is if we've been pruned lately. So where are you personally? Where are we as a church? Should we fear the pruning? Or maybe we should welcome it. Maybe we should even anticipate it. Not because we like the pain, not because we want the pain, but because we want to grow. Let's be a church. Let's be people who grow. And let's invite the pruning. God bless. Have a great weekend. And we hope to see you next week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.